There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11 listeners.
This is me.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that just keeps on marching along. And joining me, as always, is the very excited, probably soon to be very, very tired, Lee. Uh-huh. Lee, how you doing?
I'm good. I am very excited. I am going to be very tired. I met with my track staff, and we're all having fun, and they're having a great time trying to think up songs that people can put me towards for me to karaoke that will embarrass me, which is a little worrisome. They all took to that task with glee, unholy glee in their eyes, John. It's a little worrisome, isn't it?
I expect nothing but that from them, to be honest with you.
I do too. That's true. My staff. That is very, very true.
Your minions, you mean. Your volunteers.
Yeah. My volunteers. My minions. That's true. It's not staff, volunteers. And so we're doing that. And I found out that, okay, so if you are at Dragon Con and you're a little lost or a little confused, the volunteer badges this year, the volunteer lanyards, are going to be bright pink. And we're all going to be wearing them. So if you're a little confused or can't figure out what's going on, or you just need some help, go to a pink lanyard. We're the volunteers, and we'll do our best to get you to the right place. Somebody who can answer your question.
Yeah. And if you're actually looking for a Dragon Con staff, make sure that at the other end of that pink lanyard is actually a Dragon Con staff badge, right?
Well, it'll be a badge, but yeah, the only people that'll have the bright pink, and it says Dragon Con volunteer on the hot pink lanyard.
Yeah.
So it's a hot pink lanyard. It'll say Dragon Con volunteer on them. They're like the ones you've probably seen in the past if you've come before. We've had them in neon purple and orange and neon green and everything else. So this year it's going to be very bright pink.
Well, I just want to make sure we're clarifying that in case several people have bright pink lanyards.
No,
we're referring to the ones that say staff on them or
that's a volunteer,
not staff.
Volunteer.
Doesn't say minion either.
No, it doesn't say minions. No.
Okay.
I do have minions, but they're not orange or yellow. But they are minions. I love my little minions. But no, it's getting there down 4 days.
What if I get lost like on a Saturday morning and I'm trying to get somewhere and I can't, and it's like there's like this wall of people. What's going on?
Well, you know what? If you're lost Saturday morning, you just need to follow those people because that's a parade. Don't just kind of walk with them. Don't get in the parade unless you're in costume or you're supposed to be, but you just kind of follow them and it'll get you to the hotels. But you know who knows about the parade and the new route and some other stuff? That's the lady we got on the phone right now. Her name is Jan.
Jan? No
Hi,
way!
Jan! Yes, please! Jan!
I'm not totally confused. Who's who? Okay, Jan, say hi.
Hi.
Okay. Lee, say goldfish.
Goldfish, shut up. Okay, so, Jan, there are a lot of changes in the parade this year. But tell us, why do we even have a parade at Dragon Con? I mean, aren't we the only convention that has a parade?
Well, in fact, we are not the only convention that has a parade. There have been other conventions who are starting them now. And I think even San Diego Comic-Con tried one for a couple of years. But ours is 14 years strong this year. And we pulled it out, yeah. It was started out as a way to get people to come into the convention. And it was very
It was
successful. Yeah. It was maybe a couple hundred people. So from that point on, we just kept rolling because it's a wonderful thing and spectacular to see on the streets now. And so now we are what we are. And I think we get international coverage on it.
Yes, we do. So what is, I don't like to use the term cap, but what is our limit to the number of people we have in the parade? And the reason we limit it, and tell us why we limit it too.
Okay, we have a limit. I'm not going to give you the exact number, but it's somewhere over 3,000 people.
Okay.
We put the cap on the parade at that point. And really, it's a physical limitation for us as far as being able to get something that big through the route within the time frame that we have the streets for, and also physically fitting people into our staging area where we prep the parade before we send it out on the route.
Yeah, that's the most fun part. I get to help prep the parade because then you get to herd the cats.
Yes, Lee is our lady of the bullhorn.
Again, I argue that she does not need a bullhorn. I'm going to argue that till I die. Giving her a bullhorn is just adding, you know, gasoline to the fire.
Oh, but John, that just means you haven't been to staging before. It's loud and it's crazy, and there are thousands of people, and there are two bands who are tuning up, and they're our vehicles that are getting in place. So
yeah.
A bullhorn is very useful, even for Lee and her wonderful, wonderful voice.
I argue she could still be heard over that. Anyway.
Oh, hush up. But, okay, so John, what was your anyway question? I'll let you go first.
Oh, well, I was going to ask. So how long have you been the director, from the very beginning?
No, actually, I don't know who did it the very first year, but I believe the second year the parade was going on, Marilyn Teague took it over, and she is a longtime Atlanta area fan and is pretty well known. And I actually got involved when I moved to the East Coast, and I looked up Dragon Con because I was looking for a convention to get involved in, and I saw Marilyn's name. And Marilyn and I used to work together on the old Atlanta Comics and Fantasy Fair. So I contacted her, and we started talking again, which was really great. And then I think it was 2003, maybe 2004, I came down for one day, and I helped her out. And I got addicted, and I've been working with the parade since then. And I think I took over as director 7 years ago.
That sounds about right. Yeah. Somewhere in
it's
there.
Been
yeah. But it's what is so fun about the parade, and you just kind of talked about it with the staging area, but everything else is the parade. Atlanta comes out for this. This isn't just DragonCon people watching this right now. This is, it is one of, it's what, the biggest parade in Atlanta now, or second biggest or something?
Oh, it's the biggest parade in Atlanta, and I think it's pretty close to being the biggest parade in the general Southeast area. I've been told by various sources, because there's no way I can count them, that we've had as many as maybe 100,000 people on the street watching us.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It is. It's crazy. And I kind of end up going behind the parade in my car when we're all done on the route. And it just knocks me out every year to see all these people came in to see our parade, which is really cool. So, yeah.
Now,
in fact, that's one of the reasons why we changed the route so that we could get more room for spectators, so that they're not, you know, sitting 10 and 15 deep on the sidewalks in downtown. So
you did change the route. So how is the route going this year? So can you give us some landmarks? Like, where is it starting now this year? I know where it's going to end. We'll talk about where it's going to end, but where is it starting?
Okay. It starts at the intersection of Peachtree Street Northeast and Linden Avenue, which is about 7 blocks north of the Hyatt Regency's front door. So we are basically taking over a whole bunch of Peachtree property from almost Midtown to, from Midtown into the downtown area. And once we get on Peachtree, we stay on Peachtree all the way until we get to the Westin on Andrew Young International Boulevard. And then we'll turn left onto that and go down one block and then turn left again onto Peachtree Center Avenue and go down to the Marriott where the parade ends.
Yeah. So now, if you were going to, if people were going to MARTA in, if they're going to come maybe to the start of the parade, they'd want to be more like an art center this time instead of coming all the way to Peachtree Center, right?
I'm sorry?
Repeat if somebody that. Was going to MARTA, if they were going to MARTA in, if somebody's coming in from Atlanta, and they're going to MARTA into the parade, they'd come to Art Center now instead of coming all the way to Peachtree Center, because that one would be a better, that's going to be kind of in the middle of the parade route, if I'm seeing this in my head right.
I believe that the North Avenue Station, which may be Art Center, is the closest to where we start the parade off. You get off there. I'm not that familiar with the MARTA system in Atlanta, so, but I know that North Avenue Station is close to our staging and the beginning point. You get off of that station, which fronts West Peachtree, and take a left and go down a block or so on West Peachtree, and then the next street down would be Linden.
Yep, you're looking at North Avenue, you know, a couple of blocks that you might have to walk, and Art Center you're going to have to walk. Those would be your best bets this year, because if you're coming in at Peachtree Center, you are going to be right at the where everybody is in the hotels and where the turns are going to be. So you kind of want to spread out a little bit if anybody is listening from Atlanta. So that's good. Now, okay, so...
Another cool thing is for people to think of is down there close to where we launch is where... There's some really cool restaurants down there, so they'd be.
There's really cool what?
Restaurants, so they'd be close to those, right at the parade end. So be right there to get some good food without a huge crowd.
There are some good restaurants. That is very, very true. So you're doing that now. I love that we're taking over Peachtree Street. I just think there is something so cool about all of us geeks. 2,000 plus geeks taking over Peachtree Street. There is just something so much fun about it. I love that idea.
Yes, I do too.
I love it.
Now,
awesome.
Now, if you were giving people tips on how best to see the parade or when best to start setting up, what would you say? And also, if you don't mind, give us some do's and don'ts.
Well, I have been surprised when I'm headed to staging at 7:30 in the morning to see people already camping out and holding their positions on the sidewalks along the route. Most of that is up near the hotels, the Hyatt and the Westin. But spreading out, and now that we have the longer route, I think people can probably find good viewing space coming as late as 9, perhaps, further down. But it gets rather crowded, as Lee said, up around our host hotels, which is the last part of the route this year. The best places not to see the parade is in our staging area. And I know it looks like fun, and a lot of people kind of will sort of sneak in there from time to time, but that's really not a good place to see the parade from, and neither is our disband area. But anywhere along the route, other than those two points, really should give you really good viewing. A lot of people I noticed the last couple of years have been going up to the upper floors of some of the parking garages, which doesn't give you a street level view, but you certainly get a view of the parade, and it's shaded as well. So that's another option for watching it, which I think is kind of clever.
That's very cool. And I will say, very honestly, this year, the staging area this year is going to be a little different, folks. So you're not going to be able to be, don't try not to come down to the staging area, because the issue there is going to be, they are going to be watching people coming in and out a little bit more this year. You've got a little bit more of a separated staging area this year, as I recall you telling me.
Right. It is an entire block, including the street, and actually an enclosed parking lot off the street. So, we would have very much appreciated if people would not station themselves on the sidewalks in that area. Because they're really going to see the parade. They're going to see us running around. It's going to look confused. So it's best to pick out your place to watch the parade somewhere along the official route, which starts at Peachtree and Linden.
Peachtree and Linden, folks. Peachtree and Linden. So that's cool.
So I want to take this opportunity right now to say something I've said a couple of times now on the podcast, which is, and I'm pretty sure you're going to agree with me. If there are kids there, please try your best to let them up front.
Yeah.
You can see over them plenty fine. Just let the kids up front, because it breaks my heart when I'm walking along, along the parade route, and I see these adults that are blocking out these kids, and I'm like, you know, and you don't have to let the parent in. As long as they got an eye on them, they'll be okay. It just, you know, let the kids up
let
front,
the kids
please.
In. Actually, all those stormtroopers, come on.
Actually, it's more than just the kids. It's anybody who has a challenge seen of you, such as people who may be in wheelchairs and that type of thing. It's just common courtesy and be nice. And also, you know, the same goes for parents who have children that may be standing near the front and then they put them on their shoulders, which means they're blocking anybody's view from behind them. So,
that's true, too.
It's really courtesy and just thinking, you know, a little bit. And I understand that when you're excited or if you think you want to get some really good pictures, that kind of thing, you might not be thinking clearly at the time. But, yeah, and also, please, 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 and especially for parents, keep the kids and keep yourself out of the roadway.
Oh, yeah.
When the parents are going. Because some costumes have very limited field of vision on them, and they're big and they're bulky. And some of the vehicles are going to be big and bulky, and they may not be able to see you if you're a tiny little person sitting out in the street. So please, please, please stay on the sidewalk. And stay out of the street until the police vehicle at the very end of the parade has passed by.
Mm-hmm.
Because people like to run out in front of my cars, and I'd love to blow my horn.
You do that. Woo! So now, all right, you have been sitting on something for a while, and I've been dying to know, who is the Grand Marshal this year for the parade? Because you haven't been able to tell anybody yet. So who is it?
Actually, the Grand Marshal actually was announced, but I'm not sure how widespread that announcement went out.
Ah.
It is actually Michelle Nichols, who we are tickled to death to have. And, yay! And, you know, I'm not sure that anyone would not be familiar with her, but she was Lieutenant Uhura on the original Star Trek series. So
yep.
We are just so excited that she's going to join us this year, which, you know, we're really proud of that. We also have Carol Spinney from who was, and I believe still is, the puppeteer that is Big Bird, and that's exciting for me. And we also have our literary guest of honor, who is Peter F. Hamilton, who's a British writer, who's going to also be in the parade this year. And those are our three monsters. So that's exciting. The amazing Randy is going to be a guest of the Skeptics track in the parade. And Sherry Lynn Kenyon is probably going to be riding with her Dark Hunter minions, which she also... let's see, what else? Oh, we will have Mounted Knights from Medieval Times in the parade this year.
Ooh!
Will they? I'm sorry, you said they were mounted?
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
Horses! Oh, that's awesome. I love horses.
Shining armor on their mighty steeds are going to be in the parade this year.
That's awesome. Now, what kind of, let's see, we've had we've had the Ghostbusters with their cars, and we have Netherworld with theirs. Are we going to see those again? And anybody new?
Yes.
Or can you tell?
Yes. They'll see those. The wonderful pirate ship is returning this year.
Yes.
And supposedly it has been built out to a full ship now. So
ooh,
we're excited to see that. We have a lot of specialty cars that the participants have spent a lot of time and money getting ready for the parade. We'll have some Jurassic Park Jeeps. We'll have the Blues Brothers. We'll have the Men in Black. We'll have the Batmobile. We'll have an Indiana Jones. What was it? The Crystal movie. The Thuggies will have the mine cars chasing Indy.
Yeah,
down
Temple of Doom, right?
Temple of Doom. Yes. Thank you. Yes, the Armory track is bringing some big military vehicles. So it's going to be pretty interesting and colorful, and lots of stuff to see.
I think. How can you not love a parade? It's always so much fun. I mean, it's always been so great. It's a happy time. It's a happy time.
And the marching, the Seed and Feed Marching A's, the marching band from Atlanta that I know a lot of people are familiar with. Every year, are doing this again this year. And we're also happy that we have invited Lakeside High School and some of their marching band to be with us this year. So that'll be two bands.
Yay! Money. Yeah, music. So cool.
Yeah.
All right. So now the parade will be starting. Let's just make sure everybody knows this. It's Saturday, the official step off time, because we have all been there and the Atlanta police make us step off on time, is 10 a.m. Is that still correct?
That's still a fact.
All right. So it's 10 a.m. It ends approximately an hour and 15 minutes later or so, somewhere in that area. And so doing all that and watching everybody. What I want to, of course, say with John, let the little kids up front, people. Please let the little kids up front. Let them see it. But one thing I have gotten asked before, and I want to tell people why this isn't, and you can jump in on this too, Jan, is, one of the things somebody said is, it would be really fun if they could throw things at the parade, kind of like Mardi Gras. And that is an Atlanta rule. There is no throwing of stuff at the parade. So that's why that does not happen.
Yeah, let me clarify that a little bit.
Yes.
There's no tossing or flinging of items. The city has said it's okay if things are given away that are not paper, if they are directly into the hand of the recipient.
Okay.
So no flyers or postcards or cards or anything like that. There's also no advertising allowed from the parade participants for anything that's commercial unless they are a sponsor. And we do have two sponsors in the parade. Netherworld is one, and they sponsor our Urban Fantasies track. And Medieval Times is the other, and they sponsor our film festival. As long as it's non-paper candy, little tiny items, beads, that kind of thing, those can be distributed, but they just can't be flung en masse out across the people.
Right. So you may be able to, there may be some fairies dancing around that are handing you something, but they're not going to throw anything at your head. So don't ask for it for people. They're going to hand it to you. We're nice, polite Southerners. We hand things. We don't throw them. Okay. John.
Yeah,
have we gotten all the questions?
Yeah, well, actually, I have another question. Okay, knocking on wood right now.
I wasn't even going to this question. I hate this question.
So, what happens if it's raining?
Oh, that has been the major topic for the last week or so from everyone. The parade policy is that the parade rolls rain or shine.
Okay.
General rule of thumb for participants is if it's sunny, we march. If it's overcast, we march. If it's light or intermittent rain, we march. If it's raining but it's going to clear up by 10 a.m., we march. If there's a storm outside, like an active storm with lightning and thunder and all that kind of stuff, or the rain just isn't stopping, it's probably best to stay inside and be safe.
I thought you were going to say we run. But anyway.
We run.
Everywhere else we march, we run if there's a lightning storm.
Somebody else asked this question, the same question. What if it starts raining during the parade? And it was like, I think that they said, what do we do? And it's like, that kind of depends on the individual. Some people will continue on like nothing's happening. Some people will speed walk down the rest of the route, and some people will just shelter. So, and then some other person answered, we will get wet. So,
there you go. We will get wet. Well, and that is the thing. So watch.
This is very important, and I will ask everyone out there to join us in this. Is every year around this time, we start chanting, no rain, no rain, no,
no
rain,
rain. No rain. No rain on Saturday. No rain.
Yeah. If everyone will do that, but it's never rained on the parade before, never. Not even when Katrina.
I'm knocking on wood for you, just so you know.
Knock on wood. But yeah, it didn't even rain during Katrina. We've had a couple of times where it's been a little drizzly at the start, but it's gotten through. So the other thing is that if there is something that really, really is bad, Jan, you guys are going to announce that, and it's going to be very quickly on the Daily Dragon, and it's going to be on the Twitter, and it's going to be on our Facebook and everything else. So that would be the case. If there is a big problem, that's where it's going. So watch those things. And, of course, the app.
Yeah, and I imagine that probably Dan Carroll will be on top of getting local media notified so that you know, have a bunch of people trying to show up down there if it's going to be completely rained out.
Yeah, right.
As of right now.
But here's the thing. No rain.
Go ahead, Jan.
Yeah, and again, I think it's a matter of common sense. If there is a thunderstorm raging that is not going away, I don't think anybody, including spectators, I wouldn't expect anybody to be standing out on the street.
Well, you never know. We are an interesting bunch of people.
Yes, we are.
But right now, again, knocking on wood, it looks like the odds are ever in our favor. But the plus side of this particular day is that it also looks like it's going to be like 60 or 73 degrees at parade start. So, you know, that's at least comfortable. It's still Atlanta, 92% humidity, but you know, it's 73 degrees.
We like slightly overcast, slight breezy mornings for the parade.
Yeah. I think last year was about as perfect as we could get because it was really nice last year when we started. I remember that. I was like, this is nice.
We've had a couple of really nice years over the past team. So, but that's kind of ideal weather because the sun's not beating down on you and you have a breeze, which is ever so important.
Okay, and one other thing, Jan, is for parade participants, and I know you've probably already put this out, but just in case some of them are just looking to listen to us but not looking at anything else, what's going on if somebody needs help getting down to the site, to the setup site? Are you guys... Is there a shuttle or is there something going on with that?
Yes. As I said, the staging area and the start of the parade is about 7, maybe 8 blocks north of the Hyatt's front door on Peachtree Street. You could take the MARTA down to the North Avenue station. That's one option. We are running a special parade participant only shuttle. The hours are 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. It makes two stops. It makes a pickup stop at the back of the Marriott, and it makes a drop-off stop up at the staging area on North Avenue. And it's a continuous loop that's run, and there are two buses on that loop. They're 38-passenger buses. They're ADA compliant. Not everybody in every costume is going to fit on them, however. The other option that other participants and spectators have is that from 8 a.m. until noon, I believe, on Saturday morning, there is a special regular DragonCon shuttle run. Have no idea how long it's going to take, really, for them to complete this loop because it's going from the host hotel up to staging and then down around Centennial Park and south of that to pick up at a lot of the overflow hotels. But that's also something that somebody who wanted to get either the parade as a spectator or to the parade as a participant can ride on. It picks up at the Sheridan. It also picks up at the back of the Marriott. And it also makes one drop off at staging on North Avenue. And I believe the maps, those are the first three stops on that route. So,
Okay. But those routes are in the app. I know there was an update yesterday or a couple of days ago that said, you know, it was updating a lot of routes and stuff like that for shuttles. So I'm pretty sure all of those are in the app.
The participant-only shuttle route, I don't believe, will be in the app.
No.
It's not on the web page.
I meant for the other people. Yeah, I meant for the other people. No, the participant-only one is not. And there is a way that they know who's a participant, folks. Don't think you can sneak on there so you can get in staging and get the pictures you want. No, we're going to be watching you. And remember, I have a bullhorn. You really don't want to mess with the lady with the bullhorn. Right, John?
We have a gate this year.
And we have a gate. And we have security.
We have a gate. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Good. So I know it's too late for everyone now, but
yes,
for next year's parade, which, by the way, we get your 30th anniversary thing going on there.
For the parade.
And what's that again?
It's the 30th anniversary of DragonCon and the 15th anniversary of the parade.
Right. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. So it's like going into its rough teen years. It's gonna start back talking to DragonCon anytime soon now. So next year we have those two anniversaries. Milestones. I don't know why we as humans count fives and tens as more important than ones, but anyway. If people want to sign up their group, when does sign up open up for next year's con? And about how long does it usually take till it closes down till you reach capacity?
Okay, we open up parade registration in mid-February every year. It's a real easy form that's online. You get a confirmation screen that tells you we received your information, tells you how to contact us and stay in touch with us, and also tells you that if you do not hear from us within 2 weeks, consider yourself basically confirmed for the parade. Some people have missed that confirmation screen, but we're working on that. As far as when to sign up, all I can do now is just encourage people to sign up as early as possible, because it used to be that we had available space into the first part of August. Last year, we hit our cap the week of June, and this year we hit our cap in mid-April.
Wow.
It was a couple of days shy of having the registration open for 2 months. So if you think you're going to want to march in the parade, I really urge people to sign up early. If your plans change, I also beg you to let us know that the plans have changed so we can open up those slots again. Because it's become really interesting watching people signing up for the parade.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a Twitter account, which we make announcements on, and that's at DragonCon Parade. We have a Facebook page, which is the DragonCon Parade Facebook page. We make announcements there. I also make them on the official DragonCon Facebook page. I announce things on LiveJournal, the DragonCon LiveJournal. We announce things in the Daily Dragon. We announce things and put information up on the DragonCon website. You go to events and click on the parade link and you'll find us. And we also maintain a Yahoo group, which is DragonCon Parade, that is still fairly active, but not as active as our Facebook page at the time. So those are ways that you can stay in touch with us and find out what's going on.
So really there's no excuse is what we're saying.
No, I don't say that.
but we try to get as much information going out as through as many channels as we possibly can.
So, you wouldn't say there's no excuse, but John, you and I can say there's no excuse if people don't know how to do this. There's no excuse, people. She's putting it everywhere.
So,
but we'll say it for you.
Okay.
So Lee has her question that she normally asks at this point while I get ready for mine.
I do?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Well, okay. I will ask it for her. So you've got the parade on Saturday. So after the... Okay,
yeah,
go ahead,
that
Lee.
One.
Go ahead, Lee.
Okay. Sorry. So after the parade, and yes, you still have some stuff to do after the parade, but what is something maybe on Sunday or Monday that you're looking forward to going, I'm going to go see this. I'm going to go see this actor or this panel or this fandom. What are you looking at?
I look forward to seeing my dad.
Your bed? Well, yeah. I was saying on Sunday. I didn't even say anything on Saturday afternoon. I know you're exhausted on Saturday. But on Sunday, any possibility?
Well, you know, actually, frankly, I haven't even looked at the schedule yet.
Welcome to the directors. We know it's out, but hey, we don't have time yet. Yeah.
Well, sure, there's going to be a lot of things that I want to go see. But I also, part of my family comes up and stays with me during Dragon Con, and we do some things on Sunday, and then Sunday evening, I'm usually helping out with the Yule Ball. And then yeah. Monday is kind of a down day, so.
Yeah. Well, and remember this year, you need to come and karaoke with me a little bit. Go to the Yule Ball, and then also come over and karaoke with me at 8:30.
Oh, God.
Come on, man. Come on. Well, hey, look, I've told my staff to come up with 5 or 6 very embarrassing songs so people can bid to karaoke with me or have me karaoke at them really embarrassing songs. That's all I'm going to raise money this year. And so you could come and hear me do Muskrat Love maybe or who knows what. Who knows what songs they're putting together. I heard Baby Got Back and I was like, oh, please, no, don't make me do Sir Mix-a-Lot. Please don't make me do Sir Mix-a-Lot. So, see, that'll be very different than the Yule Ball. Oh, God, it would be fun. All right, so you are there. The parade is Saturday. If people are trying to come and see you because they've got to, you know, check in and all of that, where are you Thursday and Friday during registration hours?
Right, pretty much. We have a table. It'll be in the same place it's been for years, for those of you that are returning. It's on the lower level, in the lower level of the Sheridan, directly across from the Georgia Hall and Disability Services. And we will be there Thursday from about 10 in the morning until 10 at night. And we will be there Friday from about 9:30 in the morning until 8 or 9 at night, depending on the traffic we get.
Yeah. So your group, however you guys are handling that, people have to check in for you because there is something they got to do, right?
Right. Participants, and by that I mean group contacts or leaders and the individuals who registered themselves, need to come by our table and check in so that they can pick up their wristbands, which they must have to get into staging this year. And if there is a problem that someone has about not being able to get to the table on Thursday or Friday, they should contact me as quickly as possible so we can discuss options. And I can be reached via email on dc_parade@dragoncon.org.
There we go.
Or they can ping me on Facebook.
Now it's your turn.
All right. So given all that, we actually have a little game we've been playing with our guests this season. And it's basically this or that. I'm going to give you two options, and you just tell me which one you prefer for no particular reason, just whichever one. You ready? We got about 20 of these. So vampire or werewolf?
Vampire.
$6 Million Man or Buck Rogers?
Buck Rogers.
Science fiction or fantasy?
Fantasy.
DC Comics or Marvel Comics?
Marvel.
Apples or oranges?
Oranges.
Game of Thrones or Lord of the Flies? I mean, Lord of the Rings, rather. That was really weird. Game of Thrones or Lord of the Rings?
That's an artist question again, isn't it? Game of Thrones or Lord of the Rings? Oh, gosh, that's horrible. I'm going to go currently it is Game of Thrones.
All righty. How about Batmobile or Echo One?
Batmobile.
Mickey Mouse or Goofy?
Mickey Mouse.
Burrito or taco?
Taco.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Pirates or knights?
Ooh. God, that's as bad as Pirates or Ninjas. Pirates.
All right. Plan 9 from Outer Space or Sharknado?
Plan 9.
Okay. Board games or video games?
Board games.
Doritos or Cheetos?
Cheetos.
Gandalf or Dumbledore?
Ooh. Dumbledore.
All right. Bacon or cake?
Bacon.
Charlie Brown or Lucy?
Lucy.
Doctor Who or Battlestar Galactica?
Doctor Who.
All right. Slytherin or Gryffindor?
Ravenclaw.
You know, everyone does that when they get that question. They always go, it's one of the other two. Root beer or ginger ale?
Ginger ale.
Buffy or Firefly? Buffy the Vampire Slayer or Firefly?
Firefly.
And last one, Stormtroopers or Minions?
Oh, Minions.
Banana.
All right, Jan, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. And again, folks can find you over on Facebook and on Twitter. And if worse comes to worse, and you need to contact the parade folks, it's DC_parade, correct? At DragonCon.org.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So check those out there. Again, thank you for putting on an awesome, awesome display every year. I go back to when this first started, and I tell us every year when I was there taking pictures. It was probably maybe the second or third year of the parade. There was nobody on the street. I mean, there were people there, but you could see there's plenty of good seating available. Now it is crazy. It's grown on, and as we've said, it's grown to a citywide phenomena. Anyway, and you guys put on a great show every year, so we really, really appreciate that.
Oh, thank you. And I have a wonderful team that supports me, and we have amazing participants that get up before the sun to get ready to come down and march almost a mile.
Yeah. And those people don't get enough thanks either, because it is Saturday morning. It's not like it's Thursday morning. It is, or Friday morning even. It is Saturday morning after probably after obviously the first day of con. Oh, I said it was the first day of con, Lee. Uh-oh.
I'm so proud of you.
We literally would not have a parade if not for all of those incredible.
No, we wouldn't.
Yeah, and they've got to drag themselves out of it. So keep this in mind, people. I'm sure you know this. I'm preaching to the choir at this point, but they've also got to get into costume or get all their gear ready and get it out the door and get up there to check in and all that stuff, all so that they can march out in front of you and give you guys a good time. So please, please, please be nice to them and let the kids up front.
Yeah. And they're all members of DragonCon. So that's the other thing. It's just wonderful, incredible work that they do to put that stuff out on the street for everybody.
And it's funny because I know that we were signing off, but I do want to mention this. The Apocalypse costume for the new X-Men movie came out a few months ago, maybe a month and a half ago or something. And then everybody started posting pictures from Dragon Con comparing the two. And without fail, the ones from Dragon Con were better looking for that. And we see this constantly. So the amount of work that goes into these costumes is amazing. And the fact that you're willing to go outside and sweat in them is even more amazing.
Thank you for doing that. Thank you all so much. Thank you. Yay, sweating.
All right, so yay, sweating. I don't know if I've ever heard that before.
I don't know.
Except for maybe from some CrossFit weirdo.
Yeah.
Love CrossFit. I love you guys. Don't start yelling at me. Anyway, until next time, for Jan and Lee, this is John saying peace.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. to leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter at @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.